This week on The Clever Antidote, we have talking houses, we find out who really is Batman, and Dog Jesus comes to save the canines.
Oh, we're not clever at all, no.
You know what, I think that was just God bunch jumping.
You make that up, aren't you?
Doesn't really have to be believable. Fuck it.
Are you talking about that Honda robot that they built? Because that thing's kind of cute.
So let's hit it off the top with something we talked a little bit about, I think, last week. We touched on Lindsay Lohan versus Britney Spears. How about Lindsay Lohan versus the U.S. judicial system? She, I guess, had her probation revoked. She failed to show up to...
all of her rehabs, right?
Yeah, like yeah. 9 times failed to show up to rehab.
I think secretly she wants to go to women's prison. You know, she is that way. So.
Yeah, I don't know what to...
Was it her court hearings or the rehab?
No, like she was court-ordered to go to women's rehab. Center. Just like if someone got arrested for drunk driving a couple times, and the judge said, okay, for you to stay out of jail, you have to go to AA. And you obviously have to report in, and they follow up to see if you've actually been going. And then if you don't go, well, then they take you back in, and then you're going to face jail time. So and for her, I mean, maybe, how long did she spend in jail that last time when it was this big shit show, like, I don't want to go to jail.
3 months or something.
Yeah, something like
that. But it's a year and a half this time.
Year and a half.
It could be that she goes to jail for a year and a half. But the judge said that probably won't happen.
You know it's going to end up being like a month.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it happen? Like, I don't understand with, you know, if it's a celebrity one time, you know, they do something stupid, stress gets to you. You know, then I could understand, you know, being lenient, like, oh, they're a celebrity.
But when you're a train wreck?
When you're a train wreck and you're constantly getting in shit, why not slap it to them?
Yeah. And I know she also had said that, oh, she was away for work or something. I believe I read that. And, yeah, she said she was away for work. That's why she couldn't go. But there have been photos and videos or something of her partying it up in the clubs. And,
yeah.
Like you said, it was stressful. Yeah, I make millions of dollars. My life is so fucking stressful. When you make that much money, just you have a problem, you throw money at it. Fuck it.
That's why they don't go to jail.
Power corrupts, right? And fame also corrupts. And I would say that being famous, like, I'm sure we've all had times where, you know, say in high school, perfect example, you have quite a bit of peer pressure, whether it's actually there or just perceived, like you feel pressure from the people around you. Now amplify that to, you know, worldwide celebrity status. Everyone is, their eyes are all bearing down on you. You're constantly under scrutiny. And, I mean, it's got to be stressful.
I understand, but she's not that much. She's not that big of a deal, especially now. Like, just forget about her. She's a fucking joke. Like, turn on the news. Lindsay Lohan missed court appearance, missed rehab. Fuck it. Like, when was the last time she did a movie or did whatever she does?
When was the last time she did a movie worth watching?
Me never.
Machete.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Touche, Derek.
I heard that she's going to be doing a Playboy shoot.
A few years ago, I'd be interested.
And she was all right on Machete, man. Yeah.
That's like, you know, a restaurant advertising huge buffet, all you can eat, but it's already been picked over by... Like, no thanks. I'm good. I don't know. But as far as Lohan's go, I don't think that Lindsay is alone in her family as far as being... total screw up.
She gets it from her daddy.
Michael Lohan jumps a 4-story balcony to evade cops after, I guess, they showed up to arrest him for breaching his restraining order from his ex-girlfriend.
He might be nuts, but you gotta give him credit. I mean, he's got the cojones to drop from a 4-story balcony, and he walked away.
He hit the ground running and he made it away or what?
No, he didn't make it away.
He broke his ankle,
but he was still walking.
Yeah, I'm walking on broke. It would have been even better if he jumped the 4 stories, did a fucking tuck and roll, got up and started booking it.
Not like four stories. That's pretty freaking amazing.
Well, he must be around 50 too, right?
Yeah, like
around 50.
Largest I've seen anybody drop is a 3-story.
Really?
Yeah. We were getting back in high school. Me and some other guys were getting into trouble, and we dared one of them. This one guy to climb up the side of this building to get. I forget what we saw on one of the balconies, something we wanted anyway. And he gets up there, and he's just coming over the railing, and someone pops her head out. What the hell are you doing? And he just drops straight down and runs away.
Do you remember, like, you know, you always hear about people getting hurt from jumping off of tall places. I remember when I was, like, in elementary school, and, you know, you're on the play structure, and everyone's trying to see, well, at least all the guys, because we're the dumbest to do it, you know, what's the highest spot you can jump off of on the play structure and not get hurt? And so you start with, you know, something that's kind of low level, yeah, whatever, everyone jumps off of that. And then, you know, something a little bit higher, and it's like, oh, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? And then he jumps, and you jump, and it's so much fun, and then finally someone gets hurt. You would think, after all this, you know, playground education, getting broken arms, broken legs, ankles, sprains, whatever it is, you would think people would learn not to jump, especially off of something like 4 stories.
And what's the worst if you breach a...
a restraining order?
Yeah. What's the worst?
The worst? I don't know how bad the situation was that led to the restraining order or anything, but it could be jail time.
Are we
I
done?
I thought it was abuse, wasn't it? Like,
could it? Was it?
I don't know. I mean, really, no one gives a crap about Lindsay Lohan. Surely no one really gives a crap about her dad. He's just, the only reason we know his name is because
TMZ.
We know, yeah, TMZ, and
I hate TMZ.
Yeah, I know.
Especially that long-haired bastard and the fucking host of that show. They're sitting there slipping on their Slurpees, where the fuck's in those cups, looking all smug, bitching about celebrities. And yeah, we're doing pretty much the same thing here. But they do it in such a douchey style.
Well, and they get paid for it.
Yeah,
like,
we don't.
How, you have nothing else going for you, so you end up making money off of just bitching about celebrities because they're famous and you're not.
And well, the host, I'm pretty sure he was O.J. Simpson's lawyer, right? Is that
no?
Him?
No, he wasn't. But he is the same guy who did.
He was on People's Court.
People's
wasn't
Court.
He? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was one of his lawyers.
No, I forget O.J. Simpson's lawyer's name, but
he
it
had
wasn't
several man.
Anyway,
he had a dream team. With those lawyers, you can get away with doing anything.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Are we done with the Lohan subject?
I just wanted to
Lohan
say something.
Period.
3 years from now, we'll be getting paid to bitch about celebrities, and there'll be three other losers sitting in a studio bitching about us bitching about celebrities.
Nah,
it's the circle of life, Derek.
These guys are paparazzi. They pay, well, they're not so much, but these guys pay paparazzi to give them their footage, and then they criticize it. Like, you are a cockroach sucking off other cockroaches to make your living. TMZ. What a shit show. Like, late night television at its worst. I'd rather watch a goddamn infomercial on the magic fucking bullet.
Yeah, but who's more responsible? Who's more responsible for that? Those guys for being on the show, or the guys responsible for producing the show, or the cockroaches sitting at home watching this shit that actually create a market for it? So who are we going to really be mad at?
You know what? There's always going to be
and
a
also,
market.
Well, the other thing is that the host, he is the producer. He owns that show. I forget his name. What's his name? Oh. Harvey Levin. And he also he owns People's Court. That was his show, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We're done with Lohan, though?
Yes, we're done. On the same vein as that, celebrities and paparazzi, Demi Moore has allegedly battered a paparazzi.
Yeah, but there weren't even any bruises or anything to show. Like,
yeah, I know. But
was it a guy?
Yeah. Was a guy, and apparently he was right up in her business, like right in her face. So I say all the power to her.
Yeah, self-defense.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
Just like when Britney Spears ran over that guy's foot. Should have taken more of them out than that.
I don't know. The whole paparazzi thing is, you want to talk cockroaches leeching off of celebrities? I mean, that's it right there. Those guys are bottom of the barrel. I mean, if you want to make a living off of looking through a lens of a camera, do something worthwhile.
You know, it's different, though. If you take a good picture at, like, an event, understandable. But if you're the type of guy that follows celebrities around to, you know, the restaurant or the club they're going to, or you hide in their fucking bushes outside their house hoping that they're going to come out in a bikini to go take a swim in their fucking pool or whatever.
If any of us were to do that, we'd get arrested.
Yeah.
It's like, it's borderline stalking.
No, the people that are taking pictures and doing filming at events, I mean, those people are all, they've been invited. They've been invited to be there. Like, inside?
Yeah, inside, yeah.
Inside the dinners and parties and whatever else, they've been invited to attend. And the reason they've been invited to attend is because they've made an honest, probably not all of them, but they've actually worked hard at becoming good at what they do in a respectable way that, you know, people want them to be around to take pictures, take video. It's the scumbags lurking in the bushes, like you said, that, you know, that's the pinnacle, that's the highlight of your life. Great story for the grandkids. Oh, yeah, Jennifer Lopez got a great ass shot the one day. It was, oh, it made me, you know, that's my retirement right there.
Put your parents through college, too.
Yeah.
If the Punisher existed, I'd hope he'd kill paparazzis and scumbag celebrities. There's just so much garbage out there. Like, Hollywood's a wasteland of just...
idiocy.
Yeah. On all that right. note, we didn't start the show like we usually do. How was your guys' week?
Mine wasn't bad. I'm working a lot. My boss opened up all of next month for overtime. So I just got... this is my last week working weekdays. And then I'm on to weekend shifts. So I work 2 12-hour shifts a week, and I get paid for a full 40. And then with that, during the week, I can work even full 40 hours a week overtime. So I am very excited about that. It's going to make Christmas much easier to swallow.
Yeah, I had a pretty shitty start to my week. I was sick for the first half of it. You don't know sick until you have a kid who gets you sick.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, kids are carriers for everything.
Yeah, they're just little cesspools.
Little petri dishes.
Yeah. But you know what? It wasn't that big of a deal because my work's really slow at the moment. We're painting the floors in the factory.
Wow.
So it wasn't that big of a deal.
Why do you have to? Why are you painting the floors in a factory? Like, why does it matter?
Well, to brighten the place up, basically, because...
company's coming, better paint the floors.
No, seriously, they're trying to get it, and you know what? It's gone from being, you know, your basic, dingy, dark factory with the metal halide bulbs, and they've put in all new fluorescents. They've painted the floor and everything. You almost need shades when you walk in there now.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, most factory jobs, the factory floor is usually neglected.
Yeah.
The factory I used to work in back when I was younger, free popsicles all year round. There is a deep freeze full of popsicles because it got so hot in there.
Now that's...
that was pretty fucking awesome.
The one factory I worked in, it got really hot on certain days.
Yeah.
And so when it was exceptionally hot, someone from the office would go do a run to the grocery store, pick up either a big box of jumbo freezies or popsicles, and we'd all get to go for a impromptu break, an extra break, and sit there for 10, 15 minutes with popsicles and freezies.
Yeah,
it's a nice
one. And you two have been lucky so far. You haven't been, gone to work at the foundries here yet.
Yeah, that'd be crap.
When I was working at the one foundry, the only free thing we got was cancer.
Yeah, it seems that a foundry seems to be a lot like hell.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what? The thing was, though, everybody there was a smoker, period. Just everybody was. And there was the running joke, you know, like, let's say the office staff would walk past us smoking. Oh, you shouldn't do that, you know. And we just tell them, you know, at least this way it's filtered.
Don't you sometimes wish that there was something you could do that would just instantly make your life better? Which I think actually brings us to our hypothetical question of the day.
It's nothing hypothetical about that. I do it every day.
Not that.
Masturbating not joke that. Number one.
No, we actually have our first suggested hypothetical question of the day on our Facebook page by a Mr. Jordan Martindale. His question is, would you give up all that you own for a pill that permanently allows you to be completely refreshed with only 1 hour of sleep a day. And then he says that Limitless kind of got me on that train of thought.
Basically, I guess, the Limitless pill, but only one dose, and then you're good for life, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. So, yeah, if you could have the Limitless pill.
So we're going to change the question a little bit to what if it was the Limitless pill?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's what he's getting at, is, you know.
Yeah, well, I think there's no question there, really. I mean, I don't own that much that's so great or anything. And I can get it all back.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, if you had that pill, I mean, you're freaking limitless.
I'd probably cry a little bit when my Xbox went, but you know what? I'd get it back right away. I'd get a new one, a better one.
Your entire life would be an Xbox game. Like, you wouldn't even need your Xbox. Everything else would be so much more exciting.
Yeah, when you're that smart, there's no need to play video games
anymore. You wouldn't need to immerse yourself in that world.
Although, in that movie, going to clubs isn't real, unless you went there to meet people, but... Did you see that movie?
I didn't. Like, I've seen, I know the general storyline of it, but I haven't seen the movie yet. I'd like to. It looked really good.
I'd get scared of being so smart that the things that I enjoy don't interest me anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
I don't know.
But I imagine you'd find other things that would interest you.
I think there's so much information that's out there and available to us, especially with the internet. I mean, there's always something else out there for you to get into. I mean, and just because you have the Limitless pill doesn't mean that, you know, you can, say, instantly solve, you know, one of the world's biggest mysteries in a snap. So, you know, some things would take you time. So if you got into, what if you decided that you're going to apply yourself to string theory? You know, go and try and figure out string theory, try and prove it. And work on that. It's going to keep you busy for a while.
Yeah. And, you know, that's always exciting. Recently, about a month ago.
Answer the question first.
Okay. I would say, absolutely, I would give up everything that I own. I mean, because really when it comes down to it for me, the most important things that I have in my life are my wife and kids. And I don't own them. So they're still going to be around. The other possessions, they're replaceable. And chances are, if I have that pill, the possessions I'm going to acquire after that are going to be way better than the crap I have right now.
Yeah.
So, no worries.
Well, the other thing about that is, would you still care about those things when you had that pill?
Oh, would you able to suddenly see the bigger picture, see past?
No, because past there's always, I don't know, in movies and I guess in real life too, there's, you know, the fact that a lot of the time, insanely smart people also lack, you know, something. At some, you know, in like they might lack any empathy sometimes.
Okay.
Would you take?
Like, would it make you a worse person, even though you're smarter?
Would you take the pill, Jarrett?
I would. Yes.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
You know, there's nothing to say that, you know, you're.
You'd still be you, but just smarter, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, you could have such a huge impact on the entire world, you know, if you wanted to tackle one crisis at a time.
Emperor Jarrett.
Ooh. It's not bad. I think I'd set up shop in Mexico, and I'd be El Presidente.
Congratulations, you're president of a shithole.
I'd be president of the world, and I'd be set up on a beach with a bucket of Coronas and a lovely tan lady rubbing my back 24/7. It's a family show. I can't get into it more than that.
You're married.
I didn't say it wouldn't be my wife. I said a lovely lady.
Okay.
She's trying to get me in trouble there. Good thing my wife doesn't listen to this podcast.
I don't think I would.
No, why not?
I like being me. I don't like my situation sometimes, but...
Bullshit. But you would be you, but you'd like be being, smarter.
You like being the most awesome thing that's ever wrestled a bear. So, how would you not take... Like, I for sure thought you would say, yes, you would take it.
No, I don't think I would.
You're just saying that to be different, so we have some...
No, I'm not. I like to change yourself on a pill... Like, I think I'm the way I'm supposed to be. Like, I'd like to be different sometimes. But I just watched this documentary called The Transcended. I'm probably getting it wrong.
Transient? The transient man.
Yeah.
It's an offshoot of The Littlest Hobo from the movie.
All right, no, the transcendent man.
Transcendent.
Yeah, and this is going back to episode one and Chris's nanobots. It's this guy, Ray Kurzweil something. I can't pronounce his last name because it's...
That's the way it looks.
Some foreign fucking language. Anyways, he's predicting that nanobots will exist in 25 years.
I thought you said earlier he predicted that we will be able to make ourselves immortal using nanobots in 25 years.
No, not necessarily. Well, yeah, his prediction is that in 25 years we will be able to prolong our lives, and then within the prolonged lifetime, we'll be able to immortalize ourselves.
Oh, okay.
The entire documentary, apparently he predicted the internet before it even existed or even was...
Oh, and I just want to clarify, this isn't like a quack making, you know, mystical predictions. He's like a scientist.
Yeah.
He kind of makes these predictions based on what are...
Yeah.
Current technological.
When he was a young man, it looked like he was in his teens. He was on television and he actually made a robot that could compose its own... Not a robot. A computer that could compose its own music. Like, he is very bright. He made a machine in the 70s that could read paper, like it would scan a piece of paper and read it for the blind. So he's not a hack. I think some of his accomplishments or predictions might be a little exaggerated just because it is a documentary basically about him. And they do add some scientists saying, like, in the documentary there is some controversy from other people in the field, but essentially he's saying that in 25 years there'll be artificial intelligence, like you were talking about last week or the week before. There'll be nanobots, there'll be...
No, he's not the only one to predict things like that, advances in technology to that degree. I mean, predicting the internet, it's pretty, you know, if a smart person sat down to think about it for a while and look at, you know, just how people interact and network in general.
Yeah.
You know, it would be a pretty safe and pretty reliable assumption to think that one day that might happen. I mean, you take someone like author Aldous Huxley. He wrote Brave New World. And in there he talks about, what we know now as helicopters. Yeah. He describes them in pretty decent detail for a book that isn't focusing on, aviation. He's not focusing on aviation.
Yeah.
It's just part of the story talking about, this futuristic world. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember what he called them in the book, but he predicted helicopters before they were out there.
But I think people had the basic idea for helicopters already, and I think he did actually call them helicopters.
No,
because that book was written in the 30s.
He didn't call them helicopters. It was a different word.
Helicopsuckers.
Maybe
just like bubbles.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's some of these things. I mean, something like the internet, human networking in general, advances in technology and computers, it would have been a pretty safe bet. Like, not to discount, how incredible that is, that he would have predicted the internet, back then, but I don't know. It seems kind of natural that would be...
You can see where human technology is going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But back to the... Before I'd watched this, I was like, yeah, nanobots someday, but not in my foreseeable lifetime. But then he said, in the last 50 years, computers went from being the size of a few rooms, costing millions of dollars, and now the cell phone that you have in your pocket is more advanced by like 1,000 than the first computers. So it can do more functions. It's millions of times smaller and millions of times cheaper to make. So that's how many millions of times better? Like threefold, right? So... Look at your cell phone. Now think, in 25 years, how far will we get? That a computer that can fit in the palm of your hand, like 50 years ago, would be the size of half a building,
mm-hmm.
let's say. Yeah. And then just 25 years from now. So it just gets me thinking with the whole limitless thing. Like, do we really want to alter ourselves in that way to be immortal? Death is natural. It's natural to everything.
I wouldn't want to be immortal. I mean, I think to some degree it's comforting to know that, at some point down the line, you will, you know, your time will just be done. You can finish, call it quits, and that's good.
Well, you can do that if you're immortal too.
But
you
I'd
just
also
have to help yourself.
Not necessarily. In this, he's talking about having backups of your memory.
Is that truly you then?
No, actually, I was just listening to I think it was like episode 2 of Today in Mediocrity, our friends of the show, and they were actually talking about that. They were talking in terms of implanting a microchip into your brain in the future to essentially upload the entire contents of your brain to, you know, a cloud format where you can share it with others.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're moving your whole brain contents onto a server, essentially, you know, you would essentially be making yourself immortal, because after your body dies, they could just, you know, your program essentially keeps going. Yeah. It's always there, so you are immortal. And your program, your brain, your computer version of your brain just keeps.
Yeah, but is that existing, downloading just like memories and information, or can that actually would you be actually able to upload your sentience?
See, that's the one thing. I don't think you'd be able to. I think it would just be like a database. So it's not a.
Well, in theory,
it's not a foolproof thing, but, you know, it's.
Yeah. Well, but, in theory, though, like, your characteristics and your patterns, your thought patterns, all that will be part of your program, like you said.
Yeah.
So could your mind functionally be part of a computer? Like, the data will be there, but will your mind actually work?
Well, computers understand logic, right? They can analyze patterns in your thoughts and behavior, and they can, you know, and given a certain situation, I'm sure they could predict very close to what you would do in a certain situation.
Yeah.
But they lack the emotional context to factor into that.
Yeah.
So,
but
to back to just simply being immortal, let's say through nanobots, you actually, I say I probably would, especially if I could play with swords.
All right, Highlander.
I am immortal. I have inside me blood of kings.
No, but the nanobots would slowly replace your brain, and so it's not backing your brain up, and then you die eventually, and then your brain lives on forever in a machine. There will be no physical death of you. So where does the soul die? Because that won't be your soul in the machine, and once your body deteriorates and the nanobots have replaced it all, the soul, I don't want to get all religious mumbo-jumbo, but where does the soul die, and the implications of trying to immortalize yourself like that, isn't it just wrong?
So basically you're talking about nanobots replacing your cells on an as-need basis and functioning as them. I think that would be you.
Would you be like a biological machine, like say Transformers?
Well, we are biological machines, and really.
No, but I mean mechanized. Like.
Well, yeah, I know, but.
No, Transformers were non-biological, though.
No, but I see what you're getting at. Like, I think, would you still be you at that point?
Yeah.
I think so, because, I mean, it's slowly replaced your existing, you know, cells with them, and they're serving the same function. They have the same information in them.
Yeah,
like, I think Derek, that you have a really good point there with even keeping any religious notions out of the equation. But you want to talk about your soul, your essence. If you were to take a person and you let all their blood out, they would die.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to take that same blood, put it back into them, cauterize, you know, whatever openings you made to let the blood out in the first place, that person doesn't just come back to life because now they're all back together and all that blood is back in there.
Yeah.
Even though that's the only thing you let out was blood, and you put all of it back, every last drop, there's still the essence of life that is gone. So at what point is there so much machine and technology that's taken over your body, does that human essence leave?
Well, you wouldn't die though at any point during this slow process.
What is death? Like, death isn't just absence of human essence. Like, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. It made sense in my head, but I kind of lost myself. So
okay,
I would, if it didn't mean immortality. I would prolong my life, but I don't want to back up my mind on a hard drive someplace.
Right.
I don't want to share my mind with everybody else that has this technology, because
frankly, look, they'd go mad, wouldn't they?
Yeah, my mind, my
Charlie
mind.
Charlie Sheen, unplug this thing.
The entire world gets nanobots, and then we all merge our minds, and my mind's the one that taints them all, makes everybody go insane. But that's the thing: the nanobots are going to be in the soil, they're going to be in plants, like they'll spread because that's what they do, make everything better. But then you can be like, oh, I wonder what it'd be like to be a flower, or I wonder what it'd be like to be an eagle, because.
Oh, you're thinking on a bigger scale than I was.
Well, eventually, it would just naturally, it would go on a bigger scale.
Oh, you think they'd like their programming would evolve or no, whatever, so that they'd start taking over?
Your mind would work with nanobots. Your mind would work more efficiently, right?
Mm.
So
supposedly, I don't
eventually, know. You could spread so that everything has nanobots ingrained in it, right?
Well, especially if they start building themselves.
Yeah.
And like, if nanobots start building new nanobots, who then start building new nanobots, I mean, it's this kind of this explosive of growth, you know, this intense multiplication where maybe they will start getting smart with things where if you grew up playing games like Warcraft, well, actually, no, not Warcraft, that's a bad example of that. Especially considering I've never played. What is the game I'm thinking of?
You thinking of a role-playing game or what?
No.
Real-time strategy, right?
Yeah.
StarCraft?
Games like Command and Conquer. Like StarCraft, where you are building a community, you're building, your army.
Real-time strategy.
Yeah, okay. So it's like a real-time strategy game where, you know, all of a sudden, instead of, just every nanobot that is there has, you know, will make another one of itself. Maybe they'll start saying, okay, well, these are builders, you know, having groups that build more for the sake of building more for the sake of building more.
Yeah.
And other groups of nanobots that are dedicated to other tasks.
Yeah.
Well, see, like I was saying, that you're thinking in a bigger scope than I was originally, because I was thinking just nanobots that are in your body that have been programmed to help your body.
Yeah.
Right? And eventually take over the cell functions and everything in your body. They would function basically just as your cells, and you wouldn't die yourself. Your consciousness would pretty much stay the same and all that. But you're talking about, like, nanobots basically spreading, like a virus, self-replicating.
Yeah. They might.
And yeah, that could be a danger.
They go into things like, in this documentary, they go into things like genetic modification. They go into AI, which that, you know what, I do agree with you from the episode number 2. It does get scary about AI, because they explained in this documentary that technology is on a J-curve because you use previous technology to create new technology. And just looking at the first computer to computers now, and, you know, smartphones, everything like that, how much things have changed so fast, so radically. So, but my main problem with the limitless pill, with nanobots, is that dying is natural, and to prolong life, that's great. If I could live 500 years, 200 years, whatever, that'd be awesome, but I think there has to be an end for everything. And I think that's just my thoughts on the whole thing. And not to change yourself to the degree of limitless, because
right.
We got far too deep.
Yeah, that was pretty deep.
And dry.
But right. Intriguing.
Quick, penis joke.
Penis joke.
Found a whorehouse in town here that charges by the inch. I couldn't afford it, but I thought you might like a cheap night out.
All right. Talk about technology, though. Samsung beat out Apple in the smartphone market for this past quarter.
Well, why is that? What does Samsung have? I don't know.
You know, I'm not terribly familiar with Samsung phones. They run off the Android operating system. This is just strictly based on units sold.
Yeah.
Now, you also have to consider, though, that this, with Apple just releasing the iPhone 4S, I'm not sure if it was at the end of this last quarter or at the start of the current quarter for the financial year, but, you know, obviously those numbers, either way, aren't factored into this. So I don't see Samsung staying on top for very long. I don't really think they should be popping any champagne corks and I'm celebrating.
I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking they should really hire me to come up with the news headlines because Samsung takes a bite out of Apple.
Oh, that's nice. We should have started with that.
I wish Apple would do better. Like, all the iPhones, there's little changes with them, but they all look pretty much the same. Let's think something new. Like, why not have the iPhone 4S with, you know, Buzz Lightyear wings? Something to make it different. Some nooks and crannies.
Or what about
nooks
an iPhone?
And crannies.
Yeah. What about an iPhone that has a Tassimo component in it? You take Tassimo, the one cup coffee thing with the pods.
Yeah.
Have a pod brewer. You just kind of push it out and it slides, and then you stick your coffee pod in there, and then it just a nice hot cup of coffee. That'd be great.
Or for women in New York, the iPhone 5. S Taser Edition.
Oh, yeah. A taser.
The iPhone with the storage compartment for those stoners out there.
Oh, yeah.
You put your weed in there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or how about, like, the iPhone with the Pez dispenser for fatties like me?
What about
iPhone whipped cream?
Ooh.
With the, you know, the bottles?
Yeah. What if they expanded the Apple phone line in general? Like, why just have the iPhone? Why don't you open up into like, there's a whole market that,
well, considering the iPhone does basically everything.
Well, I know, but there's people that, you know, I really can't justify going out and buying an iPhone, so I'm using my basic flip, you know. Come up with,
so you want the iPhone Lite?
Yeah, why not? I mean, you take something like the iPod Nano, and I mean, if they can put a decent video recorder in there, I'm sure they could come up with a basic phone.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the new iPod Shuffle that has touch screen and everything.
The Shuffle?
Yeah.
The Shuffle's the one with no screen, I thought.
Now it has a screen.
Oh, my God.
And it's touch screen. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
So
use a pin.
Yeah. Why can't you take that? Like, you can make things that small. Why can't you make a nano-sized phone? Like, that would sell.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's tons of Asians that would love to have this tiny little Apple phone. Kindergarten Chinese kids, it'd be a big seller, I think.
How about a beefier iPhone? Like, you know how you find
the iPhone rugged? Like the iPhone lumberjack?
No, like, yeah.
It comes with a special plaid colored case.
Like, I understand. The cases that you get for iPhone are fairly nice, and I understand they want them all to be the same so you can stick them in the same case or whatever. But, like, you know how they have the military phone?
Yeah, that's the one I have right now, the Sanyo Pro 700.
The iPhone Military Edition, where you can accidentally drive over it with a vehicle or drop it from, like, a ladder, and it's going to be all right because you've got, you know.
But what
and that actually comes back to the new attachments. It'll come with an M16 attached to it.
Yeah, I don't know. They're all looking the same. It's like, what kind of iPhone do you have? I have the newest one, or I have, you know, third generations. Throw something in there to make them a little more distinguishable. So it's like you can brag. It's like, haha, sucker, I got the latest one. And then the people with the old ones look down in shame.
Yeah. What do we got next?
Oh, well, we forgot to say happy Halloween to everybody.
Yeah, this will come out probably a day or two after Halloween.
Yeah, well. Oh, well. Happy Halloween.
We're going to Comic-Con. We're going to see William Shatner. Guess how much William Shatner is charging for an autograph?
$70.
Yeah, $70.
70?
Isn't that fucking ridiculous?
I thought you said 17 before.
No. 70.
70 bucks.
Yeah. And you know what? The other
is
thing
that
is
weird
that
or
is,
what?
That is if you can even get in to do that, because people have been pre-booking their place in line for the autograph on the web.
how hurting, like, how bad off are you as a celebrity if you have to charge fucking money for an autograph?
He's not.
I know he's not. But when you have so much money, why would you charge your fan base more money just for a simple autograph? Like, you're sitting in a comic book convention, whatever, but $20 to go see his Q&A. I think he had a concert earlier this week with his new album.
Wait, do you have to spend $20 separately from the, initial admission?
Yeah, there's the admission
to go to his Q&A
price, and then there's $20 for his Q&A, plus another $70 a pop per person that gets his autograph. I just want to... I don't even think I'm going to waste my time, but if I were, I'm not going to get his autograph because I don't have $70 just to throw away.
That's just way too much money to spend on a autograph.
But I'd love just to ask him, like, how much is your net worth and why do you need $70 from your... You have thousands of... Probably millions of fans. A lot of them live in their parents' basement collecting comic books and watching reruns of Star Trek. Why do you have to charge these people 70 fucking bucks?
I mean, they're probably going to have to take some of their most treasured comic books and sell them just to afford to go and get his autograph and listen to him speak.
Yeah.
Answer a couple questions.
Ugh. I'm not looking forward to the smell at Comic-Con, though. Oh, Christ.
Oh, yes.
As long as the World of Warcraft people change their diapers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I belong to this society of nerds because I'm a huge comic book geek. But I like when I go out, I like to smell, you know, nice. I put a little bit of cologne on, put a little bit of deodorant on. I shower pretty regularly, at least once a day. And you're standing in fucking lineups or trying to buy shit at vendors, and just the smell. And you look at people, and you got, you know, I'm not going to insult anybody, just off the subject.
Well, have you ever walked into a place, and say you go from outside where it smells nice and fresh air, you walk to somewhere indoors, and it's like you hit a wall, like a physical wall of stink that almost knocks you over?
Yeah, it's stuffy, too. It's like the humidity, the fucking pressure... Everything changes once you hit that spot.
Yeah. Oh, it's awful. I don't know how you can't smell that. Like, is it possible to get so used to a smell, even from yourself, that you don't realize how much you stink?
I'd hope so.
Either that, or they do that simply hoping that they can cut through the lines quicker, because people just get the hell out of the way.
If you really want to cut through line quicker, shit your pants and piss yourself.
So that's how you... get, you know, a better spot in line to get Shatner's autograph.
Yeah, I'm not showered. Oh, well, I don't really.
A little late now.
It's a little
late. Go roll in some shit.
I'm going to go roll in some sardines.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sleep with them.
You better
sleep
not.
With the salmon.
We're giving you a ride. If you smell like shit tomorrow, I'm leaving you. You're not coming.
Oh.
But if you all smell like that, then it won't matter. All right. Well, Shatner's an asshole. An awesome, awesome asshole. I wish I had his money. But what else we got going on? There's a new Muppets movie coming out.
Woo!
Which, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are probably, you know, younger ones are going to say, who the hell are the Muppets? What's a Muppet?
Oh, come on, it's still on TV.
Yeah, but they don't know. Yeah. They didn't grow up with this. They don't really know what the Muppets are. They don't have even if they know...
I guess
it's
been
them,
taken over by, like, Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, all that like crap. That. Yeah, no, they don't have a really good appreciation for the Muppets.
Yeah. And you know what? This movie actually looks good.
It does.
It's got Jason Segel in it.
And Amy Adams, who just, it amazes me. For someone who, when you first look at her, if you hadn't seen any of her other movies or her other roles, you would think, you know, she seems pretty smart. And I'm sure in real life she is. But she's the same character in, you know, American Pie, American Wedding, on, what's the show she's on right now?
How I Met Your Mother.
How I Met Your Mother, like, stupid.
There's a lot of people out there that have that one person they play, though.
Yeah.
Like, Justin Timberlake's always the same person. in his fucking movies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, look at me.
Douchebag, like in real life?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what they... You know that saying? Not saying. Like a metrosexual, like a fashionable guy that's quote-unquote, he's straight. But...
Are you implying there was something more to what NSYNC or back? What one? Which? Here,
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
He was part boy of a band. Boy band, yeah.
I don't know. No, the
JT back in the day. He was JT.
You know, I gotta give him props though for that one skit he did for, I think it was the 2003 Music Awards. He did it with Stifler. What was it? Sean, whatever.
Sean William Scott.
He did. They did a Matrix parody. Ah. Almost 10 years later, and it's still funny.
Not familiar.
I'll put it on the wall. I'll make you sure you watch it.
Vis-a-vis. Concordantly.
Yeah. If you ever catch me saying vis-a-vis, ergo, or concordantly.
Or all together.
Or all together. It's from that, because Will Ferrell is the architect on like the Matrix parody. And then he's throwing a bunch of silly Latin words out there. And... One day, me, Tyler, and Radcliffe decided that we're going to start saying these words, and I think I'm the only one that's kept on doing it.
I used it the other day.
Which one?
Vis-a-vis.
Vis-a-vis. That's, I don't think that one's Latin, though. I think ergo.
Vis-a-vis?
Yeah, it is. Sounds French. Dirty French. I fucking hate that language.
French is a Latin derivative.
Whatever.
French.
Speaking of acting like a bunch of Frenchies... Up the U.S. coast, from Pennsylvania to Massachusetts, is a big, what's described as a huge snowstorm. They got a whole whopping 1 inch of snow so far in New York Central Park.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
Oh, my God.
1 inch, which is apparently actually a record from, I didn't write down what year the last record-setting snow was in Central Park, but... I mean, 1 inch, that's record-setting.
Well, you know what? Have they called the military in yet?
I don't know, but there's...
Because if they haven't, they're still doing better than Toronto.
There's been like 1,000 canceled flights. There's wicked power outages. People are just freaking out. I'm just like...
You know...
The most... They're expecting they can get up to 6 inches of snow in Central Park. We get 6 inches of snow in one June. Night, you know, in Manitoba and other parts of Canada, too.
But like, a small
we don't freak out about it.
I think a small town like this has more snow removing equipment than New York combined, all of New York. I heard something crazy about that, like that last time it snowed, that they don't have the equipment because it never happens.
At that level of snow, like 1-2 inches, you don't need snow removal equipment.
No,
you need to have some common sense on how to drive.
But there's always that learning curve. I find when it first snowfall here. There's no snow, thank God, yet. So I'm not ready for winter. But first time it snows, it takes me a good day to get adjusted to the driving conditions
really?
Again.
It takes me a couple of blocks.
Yeah, well. How many cars have you been through?
Shut up.
Case so, and
I guess
points.
It's a similar situation, though. What last year, in Europe, there was a major airport hub that was shut down due to really a minimal amount of snow. But they just weren't prepared to deal with it. Do you remember anything
about
that?
Well, yeah, like if it's freezing snow or if it's sleeting or something like that, but if it's just snow at like at that level, 1 or 2 inches, yeah, airports can be pretty affected by it, but the general populace shouldn't have that big of an issue.
Well, no, like I guess if you look at a Canadian airport or even a lot of airports in the States where...
De-icing equipment and stuff.
Well... We have the de-icing equipment, but even just for if it quickly dumps some snow on the runways, we'll clear that in like a couple hours, and they're all good. Couple flights delayed, none canceled, we carry on. But I guess there's getting snow of really any amount in certain parts of Europe where this one airport was. It's completely unheard of. They don't have snow clearing equipment at all.
Yeah.
So it was this huge shit show and tons of canceled flights for days and
yeah,
it's kind of funny.
Sometimes I don't think we're actually on the planet Earth, though. I think we're on the planet Hoth. With how our weather gets, it's like fucking Hoth up here. up here in Canada, eh?
Oh, yeah, eh?
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about that.
But, I mean, I don't know.
The other day.
All that snow on the roof.
The other day I went.
Wow, you going American on
us. Yeah, apparently.
I went for a walk, eh?
Fucking, I was trying to talk stupid and saying roof. I mean, that.
Fucking wonton. Fucking
wonton.
No, wonton.
Derek's got just food on
Chinese
the mind tauntons. Again.
Tauntaun, yes. A fucking fuck a wampa came, knocked me off my tauntaun. I had to cut him open with my lightsaber, eh? No, it gets bad here. And the blinding white. This winter is going to suck.
Yeah.
I'm already...
The blinding white. That should be the title of a porn.
Yeah. Get two fucking, what do you call it when you have no pigment in your skin?
Albino.
Get two albinos fucking. Yeah, the blinding white.
Oh, I was thinking,
starring.
I was thinking, you know, facial.
Yeah, but shots. You can finish off with the cum shot. Blinding white. Better
surprise!
Yet, not just two, just an orgy of fucking albinos.
I don't know where one ends and the rest begin.
Cheapest production cost, all it is a white piece of paper in front of a fucking camera. Okay.
Be like a Where's Waldo book. Find the brown spot. Do they have a brown...
A brown eye?
Like, do they have a brown eye?
You know, their shit must be dark.
I don't know, but is it the shit that stains your asshole so it's brown?
I'm
or
sure
is it just
it is.
Pigment?
No, I'm pretty sure it's shit because I've heard of people getting their asshole bleached.
Yeah, so that'd be pigment. If you've ever bleached your hair,
which
is an unfortunate thing, but yeah, you get the hair bleach shit on your skin, and it'll bleach your skin.
It has
to be pigment, so they would never have to have their asshole bleached.
Why would you ever get your asshole bleached, though?
I don't understand it. For anyone who's not in porn, I don't understand it.
Unless they really like the ass play.
Maybe.
If they like, all I want in life is to
ooh,
get somebody
I'm gonna,
else's tongue
I'm gonna lick
shoved
that,
up my
but,
ass.
Oh, it's brown. That's gross. Like, that's the biggest of your worries.
You know
the
what's
fact
coming.
That the color is brown.
Just think of
like,
it as chocolate.
Think of what you're... Ugh.
Yeah.
That's like, so freaking gross.
Yeah. That's one thing I don't think I'll ever do in life. You know how they say you should try everything once?
Not that.
I'll never say that to anybody. You gotta try it to know if you like it. It's like, no. Some things in life you should never try.
You should just know that you don't like it.
All right. I guess it's about that time to do a bunch of blatant self-promotion. Hit us up on our... damn it. I say that every time. Hit us up. Do whatever you want. You can hit us or you can just look us up on Facebook on our group. You can find us on Twitter at Clever Antidote, and you can check out our blog site, which is cleverantidote.blogspot.com. And while you're on the internet, make sure to go check out our sponsor, bdmusic.ca. BD Music is in Morden, Manitoba. They specialize in musical instruments, musical lessons, and sound equipment. So make sure to check them out, and when you go, make sure to let them know who sent you. Next on the list, I want to talk about something that is just unbelievable.
Unbelievable?
I am not a believer in this.
I know what he's doing.
We have discovered, or not we, but someone on the internet, TMZ, has discovered the real identity of the real-life Batman. Derek is looking like he just saw a ghost. Justin Bieber is Batman, apparently. Cruising around in a Cadillac Batmobile... It has his car. Yeah, Derek's jumping on Google here.
It has the Batman logo up front. It says yeah. Batmobile on the back, and it has JB on the doors, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, just...
I've heard he's already gotten in trouble with it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the details, but...
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but...
His bangs got in his eyes. He must have crashed.
Yeah.
You know,
he must have been trying to drive and masturbate and cry at the same time.
He was taken out by the blinding white.
I don't understand. Like, Justin Bieber, what?
You know what?
Where does he come off, making himself, custom ordering him a Cadillac, quote-unquote, Batmobile? You know, I would have thought something like a custom... purple paint job on a Honda Fit or something. Like, get real. Bieber. Justin Bieber. Frank, I hate him. Look at it. Look at that picture. He looks like a younger, gayer version of Justin Timberlake.
He actually kind of reminds me of
serial killers. With those big glass on.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like the gay serial killers, like, yeah. Dahmer.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I mean, the car looks sweet.
Jesus Christ.
It looks awesome, but...
He doesn't deserve this.
No, he doesn't.
Like, I've spent God knows how much on Batman comics. I am a Batman.
Those are like 20-inch matte black billet wheels. He's got custom badges. There we go. Custom badges. The Batman logo. Dark tin windows. This car looks slick, but he does not deserve it.
You know, I like the 1940s feel of the Batmobile from the animated series. That's, like, it's an impractical vehicle because it's so long, and I don't think you could actually produce a Batmobile like the animated series had. But I like the 40s look Batmobile. Like, if I ever came across some money, I'd definitely either have one custom made or buy the same thing fucking Bieber did.
You know what, if you want to look at the Batman movies that we've recently been able to enjoy, I could see Justin Bieber's Batmobile, like, judging just how I'm looking at it right now, I can see that as a better Batmobile for a modern Batman movie.
Than the tank?
Than the big-ass tank that he had. I mean, that was so... They took so much liberty in changing what the Batmobile is.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool.
It was more believable and everything way, though.
You know what? They'll probably have this one in the fucking movie, though.
It'll be great, though, if they open the next movie with this thing rolling up and all that, and some skinny idiot in the Batman costume getting out and getting his ass handed to him because he's a copycat.
I mean, if anything, he should be Robin.
Yeah.
I mean, given Robin, you know, ends up being Nighthawk, I mean, he's pretty badass, but Justin Bieber is not a Batman. Not at all.
No, he's not.
He's not dark and sinister. You know, he's a little emo, but that's not dark and sinister. That's
emo Batman.
Emo Batman.
You have to understand, Batman does brood, which is a quality of emos. I can't believe I just insulted Batman.
I know. Don't you shut your damn mouth.
His butler is, you know, trying to get him to go and fight crime. No. I'm too sad today.
No. They won't appreciate everything I do for them.
That's kind of more like Spider-Man style.
As he flips his hair in his stupid little girly way.
While we're on the subject of Justin Bieber, as a Canadian, as a great Canadian, would like to apologize for producing Justin Bieber. If I ever get the chance, I will kill him so the world doesn't have to put up with him.
You know what? We don't have to apologize for Justin Bieber because of all the other greats that have come out of Canada.
Like Hal Anderson. He is the 34th greatest Canadian of all time.
I meant the ones that have actually left Canada.
Ryan Reynolds. Who else do you
have? William Shatner.
Yeah.
William Shatner is Canadian.
And I don't care. Yes, he's an asshole for charging too much, but he's still awesome.
Yeah.
Who else do we got other than those two?
Mike Myers.
Nah. They're doing another fucking gold.
Jim Carrey is Canadian.
Yeah, fuck. Mr. Popper's Penguins, fuck him. They're doing another Austin Powers. Fuck Mike Myers.
Austin Powers is awesome.
Why do we have to capitalize on something that's dead? Why would you bring something back and beat it some more just to make more fucking money? Just let it die with number three.
Yeah, I don't know. Austin Powers was a very, you can't really say short-lived, but it had its time.
Yeah.
It had a very specific place in time where that's what was funny, that's what people expected, that's what they wanted.
It's still funny, come on.
It doesn't have the same luster that it did initially.
It's too 90s,
I mean,
man.
It's not a style of comedy that carries as well as others.
And I'm just finding this funny how you're bitching about it so much, and you quote it so often.
Like what?
Getting my belly.
That's because everybody's like, "Oh, Derek, you're fat. Say something." I don't know. I've three things to fall back on. I can ho 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 because I'm fat. Like,
hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, I can do the, oh yeah, Kool-Aid man. I can do get in my belly. You know?
Comic-Con, you should go as the Kool-Aid man. Yeah. Just wear some, you know, some blue board shorts, and then we'll spray paint you. We'll dye you with Kool-Aid. And then we'll draw a face on your belly.
And then during Shatner's Q&A, you know, someone will ask you a question, he'll be like, no, and you just burst. Oh, yeah!
Oh, Christ. Yeah. No, but as a Canadian, I think most of us are sorry about Justin Bieber.
Yes.
But you know what? And we may have produced him, but Disney enabled him.
Yes.
So blame Disney.
We can blame Disney enable him.
Blame Disney for everything.
He wasn't a Disney kid. YouTube, which is my next topic of conversation, YouTube made him. He got popular on YouTube. He initially started uploading videos of him singing to share his music with his friends and family.
He would be that prideful and vain, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Look at videos of me singing.
But yeah, so then, you know, obviously a bunch of teeny bopper girls come across. I'm like, ah, look at his mommy hair. And then and it just takes off.
I'm going to dress up like Batman and punch him in the fucking face.
Yeah. I'm Batman.
But what are you doing with them, Joker?
But speaking about YouTube, our featured video the Halloween or the Party Rock Halloween House Light Show. These people, I don't know where they're from, every year they do this crazy light show on their house and they can program it to a bunch of different songs.
I'm pretty sure it's an international competition.
Yeah.
And there's Christmas, there's Halloween.
Yeah. And, well, no, I think it's just random people who have the equipment and they decide to do it.
No, there's an actual competition. Oh, it's like a legitimate league.
Okay.
There's people from different countries. When I first heard of this stuff and when I first saw videos like it, it was with the, oh, shit, something symphony orchestra. Shoot, they're like orchestra meets classic metal. I know you've seen it. I know you've both seen it. Look it up. Just go on YouTube. I want to get this out there because these videos are actually quite spectacular. You know, may as well we'll throw this video up on our blog as well. It's the music was by Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That's what it was. And I guess that was the one song that people had to create a performance light show on their house to this music. And these videos are phenomenal. Like, just the amount of time and money that has to go into actually putting these things on.
Yeah.
So that's the first time that I came across it. That was in 2009. It might have been earlier than, like, 2007, somewhere in there. But it was just really awesome to watch, and it was neat to see the different houses, their interpretation of the song through their light show. Quite spectacular. And the music itself, I mean, I don't sit back and listen to orchestra music, but this stuff is awesome.
Yeah.
It's like orchestra rock metal.
Yeah.
Now they got a Halloween one for this year.
Yeah.
You know who I'm not missing this Halloween? Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He didn't stay dead. Fuck him.
Yeah, you know what? If Z-Day ever comes, that should be our first order of business, is getting rid of zombie Michael Jackson.
Make sure he's still dead.
We have a YouTube double team. YouTube is apparently going a lot more mainstream now. They are moving a lot of their focus onto opening channels for professionally produced content. Stuff by like TED Talks, Madonna, a whole bunch of professional stuff.
And it's still free for them?
It's probably free for the professionals to put their stuff on YouTube, but then there's a whole another huge avenue for advertisers to make a lot more money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, all the, you know, a big chunk of the stuff that comes up when you're searching is going to be all this professionally produced stuff that a lot of people who like YouTube, the reason they like it is because it's not professional stuff.
Yeah.
If they wanted to watch professional stuff, they would just turn on their TV. They go on YouTube, the initial appeal was no advertising. You could watch stuff that was actually interesting to you, and you could look up a whole assortment of tons of random stuff. And it was all, you know, a lot of it was actually quite good. And now we're just going to be fed all this mass professionally produced crap again. So
Well, at least original YouTube still going to be there.
It's still going to be there, but you know you're going to get bombarded with even more ads.
There's been ads on there for a while. Which, if this is me off,
I have to wait like 30 precious seconds of my life. Yeah, it's not in the long and short of it. It's not a big deal.
Especially when you're on one of those YouTube binges where you've been sitting there forever.
Yeah.
And you do get addicted. I could spend hours on YouTube sometimes.
And they lead you through this mass maze of links to different videos, but it drives me nuts when I have to sit there. I don't mind, you know, initially it bugged me, the little ad that pops up at the bottom of your video, and you can click the X, and it'll go away, and you won't have any more ads popping up. Well, then all of a sudden it moved to you click the X on those ads to close them out, and halfway through your video they pop up again, you have to close it again. It's like, screw off, I'm trying to watch something. And now you have to sit through, you know, 30 seconds to a minute of whatever advertising, whether it's for a product or a politician, whatever it is, you have to sit through all that crap before you can get to the, you know, 2 minute long video that you actually wanted to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of videos that I just haven't watched because I'm like, I don't want to watch advertising.
I don't know if the ones that have the advertisement, that's if the person that put it on there wants to make money.
Yeah, I know.
So if you're putting stuff on YouTube, like, I'm pretty sure the ad thing, you get so and so much cents per view of whatever.
You know, maybe they'll end up putting out an option where, you know, you can sign up for your free account, but you have to deal with a whole bunch of advertising, or you can pay X amount of dollars for a subscription, and you can get advertising free.
Never happened.
YouTube usage.
Never happened.
They make too much money from the advertising. Yeah.
Advertising is everything these days.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking capitalism.
See, we have an ad on our podcast, but we don't make any money off it, so we're still okay.
Yeah.
And that ad is?
BDMusic.ca, our sponsor. B&D Music in Morden, Manitoba, specializing in musical instruments, musical lessons, and sound equipment. Check them out.
You should become a salesman.
I am a salesman. Sell anyone, anything, anytime.
Moving on, I don't know.
Alright, so, last show, Derek touched on something that we all thought this was just, you know, a movie based on fiction writing. Apparently, it's not fiction. It is real. We have discovered the dog from the movie The Thing. It's real. We've found it. Okay, so there was an article online on ABC News. I'll quickly brief over it. It's a happy ending that wasn't supposed to happen for a big-eared, doe-eyed beagle. Now, the dog that was found as a stray in Alabama and defied death is searching for a new home. 3 weeks ago, the beagle was euthanized along with 18 other dogs at an overcrowded animal shelter in Florence, Alabama, on October 3rd. But to the shock of everyone, he somehow survived. When the animal control officer in charge of the operation returned to the locked chamber, he found the dog waiting at the door, wagging its tail. All the other dogs were dead. How does this dog survive? Like, we were also talking last week about whether dogs, you know, if they're useless, put them down, or if no one wants them, put them down.
Yeah.
You know, and you had made a comment about, you know, some dogs aren't even worth a bullet.
Yeah.
This dog is obviously worth a bullet. Like, how do you survive a gas chamber?
Maybe the dog has superpowers.
It's
crypto.
He died Superman's and came dog. Back. That's how it happened. It's dog Jesus.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. They only opened the gas chamber door at the third day.
It's a beagle, right?
Yeah, a beagle.
Yeah. Big nose.
Yeah, no, I just can't. How does anything, like, a gas chamber for euthanizing, it's designed specifically for one thing, to kill whatever is inside the chamber.
Yeah.
You have 18 other dogs, and they all die, and yet this beagle doesn't. How? Like, is it just, you know, the dog that is able to hold its breath for longer than anyone?
Maybe it was stray so long, and dealing with smog of a polluted city. It just got immune to fucking poisonous gases.
Maybe it was, you know, living on the streets of a big city, and it picked up a drug habit, and so now its body's just used to that level of toxicity.
You know what? I'm kind of like, when you say gas chamber, I'm like, what? Like, how depressing that we're putting dogs into gas chambers.
Like, well, it's better than, you know, taking a ball peen hammer to it.
But they'll never see it coming if you hit them from behind.
They'll never see a gas chamber coming.
No, but they'll be in the room. They're like, oh, where did the human go? Like, you know, dogs all seem like they have ADHD. They're like, where's the people? Where's the people? And then, like, gas comes in. It's just, are we
human? Like this big green toxic cloud, I'm sure.
I'm sure it is.
No, it'd be like
invisible
carbon
gas.
Monoxide or...
It's just sad that we put animals in gas chambers. Like, humans are ultimate Nazis. All animals view us as Nazis because we stick the unwanted ones in fucking gas chambers. Find a home for your dog, and if you can't, spay and neuter your fucking pets. Yeah, I don't want to hear about dogs in gas chambers. That's just sad.
This public service announcement brought to you by Derek Ferris. Please, be responsible as a pet owner and spay and neuter your pets. So they don't overcrowd our world and take over. They're going to. Zombie dogs. This is the first one of what I'm sure is going to be a lot of zombie dogs.
Yeah, what they don't know is this is a very lazy zombie dog. it bites so slowly. They're like, oh, look at him. He just has his mouth open. This is like, It's like, No, but it just makes me sad that if I had my way, I'd spend like 4 hours a day playing with fucking dogs. Not fucking dogs. I love playing with dogs.
Well, they are, after all, pretty much like people.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said the last episode?
Man's best friend.
Yeah, have you ever been with, like...
Peanut butter shortage is over! Woo!
Have you ever just hung out outside and had, like, four dogs and just, like, pet them all at once? And they all are not really fighting for attention, but they're all butting in the way to get pet. And they have this smile on their face, like, this is the greatest fucking day of their lives. It's just, dogs are the best.
Okay, so instead of having a limitless pill, would you trade your life to be the life of a happy-go-lucky dog?
No.
Dogs just are always happy. They eat, they sleep, they lay in the sun, they get tons of attention.
They get hit by asshole owners.
No.
They get hit by vehicles.
In a good situation.
Because they're happy, but I think that's because they're stupid. No, ignorance is bliss.
So why not?
Like, what do they have to worry about? We put food out for them like 2-3 times a day, and if they're hungry still, they can catch something and eat it. They piss standing up with it, like they'll piss on things.
Well, I piss standing up, too.
Well, I piss on things, too.
Yeah,
but
you know,
like,
they can piss on things and it becomes theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I've marked this.
Could you imagine if you walked up to someone's Lamborghini and started pissing on the tire? Like, it's mine now. You smell that?
What the hell are you doing? Shut up, Bam.
Apparently, humans have enough testosterone. Human males have enough testosterone that when we piss on things, animals can smell it. Like, that are, like, we've marked it.
Next time my dog pisses on my car tire, I'm going to go piss on my car tire. Yeah, like, I'm going to go piss on my dog. Like,
you're mine, bitch.
That might just prompt him to piss on your car tire more. It's like, fuck that guy.
Well, then I'm not going to drink any water for a week straight, so it's super strong.
Just coffee.
And then I'm going to piss. Yeah, tons of coffee. And then I'm going to piss on my car tire after my dog does it. And he'll know.
I find when I'm drinking a lot of coffee... Sometimes when I piss, it'll smell just like coffee and
I've
piss.
I've had that too.
But sometimes it smells like tuna. I'm like, I haven't eaten any tuna. It's like,
That tuna Tim Hortons coffee, it'll do it to you.
Yeah, tuna dick.
That can't be good. You should get that checked.
All right, so last week we touched on Movember coming up next month. For those of you who did not tune in last week, Movember is a... international fundraising campaign in support of prostate cancer research. Prostate cancer is the largest cancer affecting men, and more men are diagnosed with prostate cancer every year than women are diagnosed with breast cancer. So this is a big deal. It is, you know, it's a really good cause.
It's more important. More important than fucking breast cancer.
It is.
Ooh, fucking prostate.
Can't remove that.
No, it's part of your junk.
Yeah.
It's right behind, right in between. Just to get it checked is more uncomfortable.
Yeah. This is a huge, hugely devastating form of cancer. So, you know, if there's anything we can do to help the cause, to defeat it, That'd be awesome. So what we're going to do is myself, Derek, and Jarrett, we are making a Clever Antidote mustache or Movember team for a fundraising campaign. So if you guys would like to donate money to the cause, or even if you guys would maybe like to join our team and help us fundraise, we will be setting up an account, or a MoSpace, as they call it, on the official Movember website, which is Movember, spelled like November, with an M.
For mustache.
.ca. And just look us up. It'll likely just be Clever Antidote, something or other. We'll post it on all of our social networking stuff. We're going to be growing mustaches starting November 1st, throughout the entire month. There's no giving up halfway and caving to social pressures and relationship pressures.
And to think it, I think to make it a little more interesting, I think we should do a competition too.
Oh,
fuck off.
Oh, come on, Jerry. You're already like, you got such a head start.
Okay, fine.
I would have had you beat if I didn't cave to my wife like a month ago. By November 1st, I would have been 2 months into growing a beard, which I was then going to shave, and leaving the mustache. And I would have had just a rocking mustache. Curly tips. I have a little tin of mustache wax at home.
I want to borrow some of that.
You know, I won't use nearly all of it, so definitely you can borrow some. And you have the length to use it, too.
Yes.
So.
Are we done?
I like to sit here and twirl it.
Are we done on the mustache thing?
No.
No?
No. Right. Mustaches are horribly important right now, Derek. Mustache is the only thing that matters right now, ever, at all.
I was just going to say, why would you have to shave your beard? You let her get her hair cut. You let her color her hair.
No, I know.
It's your right to have a beard.
I told myself that I wasn't going to cave. I was going to keep going because I can. And I didn't. So now I have to come back for November. And the reason for anybody to grow a mustache for this cause is not, you know, because it's going to look good or you can grow a really good one. It's just because you can, period. You should grow a mustache because you can. Whether you're a guy or even some girls, if you can grow a mustache, you should be growing one for a good cause and put that mustache to work.
No one wants to see a girl with a mustache.
I don't know. I wouldn't kiss her, but some are fun to look at.
I kissed a girl with a mustache once.
Don't you mean you dated her for several years?
No. No different girl.
Her too, though. Yeah. No, okay. In all seriousness, though, we're going to do a Movember team for fundraising. Really think you should join us. It's going to be a blast. Yeah.
And you know what? Another idea I just had, if you want to send us in some suggestions for what kind of mustache you would like to see us wear by the end of the month.
Well, I already know what kind of mustache I'm going to grow.
Well, no, if they make some suggestions, maybe we'll do a poll.
Jarrett just wants to wear a Hitler stash.
That's the chaplain. We'll call it the chaplain.
No.
Chaplain had a clearing in the center.
Oh, that's actually very true.
No, Hitler Chaplin stash. Had the same stash.
It was very fashionable back then.
Yeah.
Did you know Hitler was quoted to say, my mustache may not be fashionable, but it will be because I wore it.
Really?
I don't see a lot of people rocking that style.
No.
Yeah. However, you do have the pencil. You have the push broom. You have the curly Q. You have
the Selleck.
The Selleck, you have the Heinemann. Fu Manchu, the Heinemann. There's so many different styles of mustache, so there's one for everybody.
The Mexican stash.
The Mexican stash. I call that the Chino.
The Chino.
The Chino. You, Derek, from what I can tell, have an albino Chino.
Yeah, mine. It's not super.
It's exotic. So, you should be so proud of that thing. It's exotic. Who has an albino Chino? I mean, that's sweet.
My beard is red. But everything above, I'd say my mouth is super blonde, so it's hard to see.
But no, like, yeah, let's do a poll.
Yeah, we can do a poll. We'll get a, we'll do a question
and
poll.
We can
Facebook.
Wear our mustaches any way we want for most of the month, but let's say on the last day we style it however the fans think we should and take pictures.
And post it up. Sounds good. Definitely sounds good. We'll do that. All right.
Suicide bomber kills 17 people. 12 Americans on NATO bus in Kabul. Who knows where Kabul is?
I don't remember.
Middle East. Who cares? No.
There were American casualties in that, were there not?
12 American, 17 people altogether. But the headline says 12 Americans. I think it's more important that 17 people died than 12 Americans. Like, altogether it was 17, but why exclude the extra people from the headline? Do they not count? Are American lives more valuable than others?
Apparently.
Yeah, I read the article or something like 1,500 pounds of explosive in the fucking car that hit the bus.
1,500?
Yeah. Ouch. 1,500 and something pounds of explosive.
That would have been a big boom.
Yeah.
That would have been huge.
What's your thought pattern of suicide and bombing? Like, I understand if
Well, I don't
like,
personally do it. I've never done it yet. I know. But...
Well, one day, right?
For the suicide bombing, that is hugely religious for them.
But do you think at the last moment there's regret? They're like, oh, no.
No, because they're so sure that that is going to ensure their place in heaven with their,
72 virgins.
72 virgins. And, no one says that those 72 virgins are going to be female.
There's probably more male virgins.
72 World of Warcraft players.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Hey, you want to join our
clan?
clan?
I just wish the Middle East would settle down.
Yeah.
Stop acting like the asshole. It's like the kid on the playground that's always... He's a bit of a bully, and he's just scrappy. He's always looking for a fight. It's like, yeah, I know you're extremists. I know America is... there, but stop killing people.
Yeah. I'm not even sure how America became the focus of the aggression and tension there. Why is it for them that Americans are so horrible?
Well,
like, where did that come from?
There
why
is
it so ingrained?
There is the basic American way of dealing with the world that pisses everybody off.
Well, there's
self-appointed
world police.
But then there's also the fact that these extremists have always been at odds with pretty much the rest of Western civilization and Christianity as well.
Yeah.
And then they just take a stand against all Western civilization, and who is basically Western civilization?
Except
it's America.
You never hear them claiming jihad against Canada. Those toque wearing, it's the toques, or as for any American listeners, a beanie, or
a winter hat.
It's a toque, or in French, the actual word, it's a toque. That's what it is. That's all it is. It's a wool cap that you wear because it's cold. So
that protects us from the jihadists.
Well, they think we're one of them.
Bam.
Oh. That's my view
on
the Middle East.
And on that bombshell,
I'd say we're out.
We cue the music.
All right, this has been Clever Antidote with Chris,
Derek,
and Jared.
Have a good one.
Oh, we're not clever at all, no.
You're making that up, aren't you? But I really don't have anything to say about it.
You know what? I think that was just God bunting together.
Doesn't really have to be believable. Fuck it.
Are you talking about that Honda robot that they built? Is that kind of cute? Fuck it.